Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is David Kamak, who is a partner in the commercial and corporate finance team at Birkett Long. Today he's going to bring the story on a little bit more about trading subsidiaries. Last month, Emily Brown introduced the concept of trading subsidiaries to plug a funding gap for schools. David, how can you set up a trading subsidiary?
Well, this is fairly simple to do. The school already exists as a limited company, but it's limited in how much trade it can carry on through that existing company. There are certain restrictions under charity law and under its constitution. So the easy way to do this is just like Oxfam. They set up their charity shops through a trading subsidiary, which is wholly owned by the charity itself. But then they've got the freedom through this trading subsidiary to carry out as much trade and generate as much profit as they like, and then that rolls back into the charity to help fund its core aims. The trading subsidiary is set up as a limited company, limited by shares, registered at Companies House. It's very simple to do, and the school would need to think about who it wants as the directors. Often they would be the governors, perhaps the head, and maybe one or two other directors from outside to bring in some more skills.
And just to be clear, are we talking about academies here and only academies?
This is the sort of thing that academies are now able to do. Other state schools are more restricted in what they can do. But it does also apply to all private schools. They are already set up as educational charities and they already have the freedom, because they're more independent, to set up a trading subsidiary in the same way.
Can you give us some examples of what some schools are already doing through trading subsidiaries?
Well, in the last podcast, Emily mentioned some of the things that schools are thinking of doing. But for example, you could set up a summer school to look after children in the summer holidays, provide them with, you know, things to do. You could also set up a summer school for foreign students to be trained up in teaching, and that is something that some of the local schools are looking at.
If anybody would like to find out more, how do they contact you?
They can contact me on Colchester 217311 by email david.kamak, that's C-A-M-M-A-C-K, @birkettlong.co.uk.